Welcome back to Day Zero. I am Chris Matthew, and we're back once again to discuss the ongoing destruction of our freedom and human sovereignty and offer solutions with essential information and plenty of dick and fart jokes. Our hosts today are author and historian Corey Hughes. Corey, how are you?
Good, but I didn't know I had to have solutions. Damn.
Well, either that or dick and fart jokes. We can accept those as well. We got host of Inside the Cube, X Cube 420. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. I might have a couple solutions.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. We were hoping for Charlie today. He's got a few technical issues. He may pop in, and also we may see host of The Middle Path and Rogue Ways, Lindsay Sharman, if she can make it as well. We'll just allow them in when they pop in, if they can. If not, it's just going to be us three, and we're going to bring you as much information as we can. Just like every week, we bring you these amazing voices from the apocalypse to share their insights and information with everyone, and there's never a short of topics to get into during these troubling times. So today, let's start with a once again X Cube 420. What you got for us today, boy?
Well, what I have today is Fauci finally, I mean, it took him long enough, was this a year and a half, finally actually talking about natural immunity in a way that's somewhat positive. And I guess he couldn't hide from it. The Israel study that came out, what was it, 16, 27 times less likely to reinfected? What was it, Corey?
I keep hearing different numbers, everything from 16 to 20, I've heard 29. You know, who the hell knows? It's let's just say it's greater than one, okay? So it's all that really matters.
It's greater than if you take the jab, just the jab alone, obviously from what we can see. But he's been the thing is he's been hit up by a lot of his the people that you wouldn't think that would ask him the questions. CNN, MSNBC, they're the ones that are grilling him now. So I'm not sure what switched as far as there with that particular paradigm. But he still harkens back to this saying. He says, well, we know it's robust, but how long will it last? It's like, well, shit, we know how long the jab lasts. I mean, y'all saying 6 months, you need a booster. So so he's finally admitting that. And I think it's because there's been a whole lot of pressure put on him from multiple areas across the world, as well as doctors here in the U.S. and especially medical workers. And right now we've seen a swath. I think, if I'm correct, in New York, the federal judge postponed the mandate for NYC healthcare workers due to unconstitutionality. Is that right, Corey?
I think it was a temporary injunction, and it gave New York until the 22nd to respond. I don't know what happens after the 22nd. We'll have to wait and see, but it was on the grounds of there was no religious exemption. And, you know, the religious exemption, that's a goddamn head scratcher. I understand it's rooted in tradition in our country and all that stuff, which I 99.9% of the time will fully support, even though it ain't my cup of tea, right? But you get to not get the jab because you believe in some bullshit, but I believe in some like legit shit and I don't want to get it, but I can't because I don't qualify for your religious exemption. It's like, fuck right off. It makes zero sense to a person who has any logic whatsoever. So if they're going to allow religious exemption, they need to just allow anybody's belief, no matter what it is, to get an exemption, which undermines the entire mandate in the first place. You're back to where we are now if you do that. So it's the whole thing is ridiculous. But yeah, it's tied up till the 22nd. The injunction is in place, but I don't think it was going to go into effect until after that anyway. So nothing's really changed except there's going to be more court stuff over it. Is kind of the meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah, what's crazy is that I made a video about Kathy Haku, I think that's how you say it. You almost say her name as if you're sneezing. she's got a terrible last name, but I mean, she can't help that. But she came out and put a mask mandate for 2-year-olds and above that are in daycares. And then after I did the video, I just looked a couple things up. She's actually adamantly opposing religious exemption deal. So she's fighting against the people having the right to have a religious exemption to not take the jab. So I was like, man, you know, trash out, trash in. New York got no better. They pushed trash out the back door to bring, you know, a big pile of shit in the front door. It's just like, do y'all have anybody out there who has a slight sense, like a slight bit of common sense, just any? I mean, how far you got to go down the chain in command? That's what I want to know. I mean, I have no idea, but I did see where in Manhattan, there was 11 out of 15 restaurants that were not doing the vax passport. It was 11 out of 15. And of course, I told everybody, those four that are doing it, make sure their doors are shut, never open again. That's what I say. We got to meet this force with force. And that's the only thing that people are going to understand. So I thought that was good. I've seen people out there protesting in NYC. That's good as well. You got to make it a step further. You got to make them feel pain.
This is an interesting time we're in, where there's also this kind of like war on religion going on in general, where it's being kind of pushed out of the mainstream society's consciousness, and, you know, we're being pushed into a more materialistic age, and religions are falling to the forefront. So people who are trying to fight for religious rights right now are being seen as, you know, kind of a pushover and not even anything to worry about, because they've been kind of shunned from mainstream society, just like conspiracy theorists and white supremacists and all these things that have been new labels the past couple of years, you know?
I think what's really happening is, you know, they were told from their higher ups that if they don't adamantly push all aspects of this conspiracy, then their kids are the ones that are going to get sacrificed to the next Bohemian Grove. So, you know, I think that's the motivation for most of them.
which God are we going to offer them up to? Was it Moloch, Baal?
I think Moloch's popular. Baal is okay. Also popular these days. I think those are the gods that are in fashion right now.
It's funny you mention that, because I can tell you with certainty, back to the Kennedy assassination in Dealey Plaza, there were two groups there of these occultists. One was the followers of Set, and the other was the Temple of Baal in Dealey Plaza. And that's legit. So yeah, that stuff is real as it gets.
Yeah, and even if you don't believe in it, they follow that shit, and they take it pretty seriously from what I've heard. So that's a whole new terrifying aspect to what they're trying to do with control. And the reasons, you know, why, if you look at all this 10 years from now, because it's because some ancient Sumerian demon told them that this is the way they wanted the course of society to go, and that's how it comes out. Well, I'd have more respect if they're honest about it, you know.
Well, I wonder if it like speaks to them, like in their dreams, or, you know, do you have to do a certain prayer, or you know, you have to write an inscription? How do these people get these, you know, these visions from their higher power?
I don't know. I hear there's a lot of butt stuff involved. I don't know.
I think this is where like the Freemason, you know, the different levels of Freemasonry come in, because I think all this stuff is actually written down in these texts that they are, you know, their ancient prophesized text or whatever. And the higher up you go in the Freemason, you know, world, like when you get to 33rd degree, that's when they tell you, like, you know, what's up with the real deal with the universe and stuff. And from what I've come to understand, when you get to those higher levels, the Freemasons basically tell you that God didn't create Earth and the universe, that Lucifer actually did. And so fundamentally at the higher levels, these guys are Satan worshipers, all connected through these secret societies. And that's kind of how they get the fucking 33 on the news
I've even heard that 33 is like even a lower type of ranking, because there's so much higher rankings that we don't even hear about, which is pretty interesting. But yeah, there's no telling what they're doing in these higher levels of elite society. But I heard there's a lots of butt stuff anyway. Yeah, X Cube, since it's just us three today, what else you got for us? You got any other interesting stories to bring to the table?
I'm not going to say it was shocking, because I think maybe a few people are coming to their senses, but the FDA disapproval of booster shots. And they were actually in their presentation showing the adverse events and deaths as well. I was like, I mean, are we sure this is the FDA or does somebody, you know, hack in there? That's what I wanted to know. I thought maybe somebody hacked in and, you know, and put this information up there. But yeah, this is legit. Oh, hey, Lindsay.
If you're here. Lindsay yeah. is here. Welcome.
Thanks for having yes. me.
Yeah. Yeah. So the disapproval, but what people don't understand is that nobody gives a shit. Okay. The JCVI, they disapproved it in Europe, and the government's like, yeah, we don't care. Okay. Thank you for pushing it through. We appreciate y'all for pushing the EUA through for us, but we can take it from here. So that's the whole aspect. So I think there's a whole lot of people who are starting to open their eyes. I've seen a whole lot of people on different social media platforms start to be like, hey guys, this something doesn't seem right. I'm like, well, welcome to the damn party. I mean, we just been partying for the past year and a half. Well, I have anyway. I know y'all, a lot of y'all been partying way longer than I have, but I've been partying for the past year and a half and I've understood what's going on. It didn't take me long to figure it out, but now people are, you know, all these NDs and everything who were down for every shot restrictions. Now they're like, well, where are we going? I said, we're going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm extremely disappointed in the medical workers and doctors and nurses, anyone in the medical field that is going along with this, that is not standing up for people's rights on this stuff. Shame on these people. They're going against their oaths, their Hippocratic oaths that they take. And just because they're afraid of, you know, losing their job and everything else, people are being threatened with today, which is pretty extreme that we've gotten to this point, but here we are. And what are you going to do? What path are you going to take? You're going to lead people down the wrong path just because you're afraid, obviously.
Well, I have seen that the, what has worked and what does work is getting a swath of your colleagues together, wherever you work at, and whether they're vaccinated or not, and be like, hey, if y'all push this, we will quit. Because if they lose 40-50%, they're through. They close the doors. What was it? There was a restaurant in Georgia that they said, hey, you know, everybody's got to get the vaccine and everything. So the whole everybody quit. They had to close the doors. So, I mean, that you got to put the pressure on them. And that's what I believe the way out is. You don't really have to fight in the streets. You don't even really have to go out and protest, if you want me to be honest. You don't have to do that because protesting does no good if the next day you go and you strap a mask up and you go back in and then you take a shot. Your protest was in vain. That's the whole premise. That's the whole thing I'm trying to tell people. I'm fine with a protest, but if the next day you strap your mask up to go in the grocery store or Target, then, I mean, what's the point? You see what I'm saying? So that's what I believe.
I'm in agreement with you, X-Cubed, for sure. And I have seen, however, when these people are banding together and they're saying we're all gonna be gone if you force this, like none of us, whether we're vaccinated or not, we're all for medical freedom, and you can't force us to do this, you can't force our brothers and sisters to do this, like we're all going, that works, it's really effective. Except now they're bringing in, what is it, like Federal Reserves or the National Guard to various places. We saw it in bus driving, school bus driving, because the bus drivers, I'm sure the bus drivers are like, wait, you pay me nothing. You have to deal with these kids. You give me no way to actually control them so they can just run ramshot over my whole bus. And now you're going to force me to inject myself with something? Like, no thanks. I'll go do anything else but this. So all these bus drivers are leaving and they're like, oh, that's cool. We'll just call them the National Guard. And I'm concerned because doing that sets a precedent then that we're going to call in the National Guard for anything, right? The nurses leave. Okay, we'll call in the National Guard. Or whoever leaves, we'll call in the National Guard. Well, now we've got all these troops that are just stationed and already getting Overton windowed into our daily lives as authorities and saviors. And I don't know, like, that's creepy to me. But I'm with you, though, that this is the best way to do it. And that protest, if you want, cool, whatever. But this is a more effective way to at least stand together and be resistant to these demands. But now this is their response to that. So I don't know. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on moving the troops in.
Yeah, I see how that could work in those lower level jobs. And I understand what you're saying there. I did see that. That was in Massachusetts with the bus drivers where they had to get those people in there. But they're also having was it people from the military and everything leaving as well.
True.
So eventually you're going to run out of bodies. That's all I know. I mean, eventually you're going to run out of bodies. because I mean we still have an abortions, so I mean that's gonna limit the population somewhat there, and then eventually you're gonna run out of people to put in said positions. We even see that with the hospital in New York City. That's not going to be able to deliver any babies after the 24th. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we're looking to get some people to come in. I was like, well, who? It's like, well, we're going to get some people who are currently in school. They're like, just started a couple weeks ago. That's who's going to be working on you. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, man, I don't think that's going to work out. You're going to get sued because they're going to screw up. That's all I'm saying. So, but obviously there's a whole lot of people that don't even care. They're going to mosey right along with it.